Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about artificial intelligence.
对，我们今天呢要讲讲 AI， 但是我们两个都不是 AI 方面，不要说专家了，零点零零零。
Yeah, we are natural.
对对，我们就是作为一般小白用户的角度，想跟大家分享一些在使用不同 AI 工具的时候最常用的一些英语单词，比如说。你要叫 AI 生成一个什么东西，对吧？你要给它发指令，这些英文怎么说？
Yeah, we're not going to go into these really technical terms about AI and computing and all of that. We're teaching you the words around using artificial intelligence.
对，使用。诶，除了 using, 我觉得现在常常说的是我们还跟 AI 协作，对吧？
Yeah, we collaborate with AI, right?
对，因为它是一个互动性非常强，而且 in order for it to work for you better, 你就需要不断的培训它 to train it.
Yeah, we talk about it like it's a living thing, right? Collaborating, training.
是，所以今天我们所有要分享这些词，其实也就是你平时和 AI 在 collaborate 这个过程里面常常会用到的一些单词啊。So, first of all, AI, Jason, these two letters stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Okay, 那 intelligence, 我们人有我们的 intelligence, 对吧？ Jason 前面说我们是 natural intelligence, 但我们这里说的是 artificial, 是人工的啊。
Yeah, so basically like manufactured intelligence, right? And how would you say that in Chinese, artificial intelligence?
人工智能，对。但是人工智能在我们中文口语里也挺常用的。可是 a lot of the times we just say AI, 比如现在有很多 AI 主播。
Oh, these like fake, they're not real, right? Oh, that's kind of crazy.
就像我们做音频嘛，就也有很多是比如听书，I actually use that quite a lot. 我是会听 audiobooks, 然后很多 audiobooks 都是就人工智能 artificial 的 voice。
Ah, it's a very interesting future we're going into.
Yeah, 现在大家都不知道以后会发生什么，因为发展速度实在是太快了啊。It's nothing like we've ever seen before. 其实今天的节目，我和 Jason 的这个大纲哈，我们也借助了一些 ChatGPT， 我们就问他说、What are the top 10 words a user should know to use you? 用你一个用户应该知道哪些？
Oh, 他很可怜 everybody's just using them.
我的点是在于我觉得 AI 是一个很好的开始的地方。因为后来 AI 给我们的一些词我们有一些觉得哦这个好像是吗 ?Average user 不需要知道吧 ?And we tweaked, right, using our own ideas and our own experience.
Yeah, it can help you brainstorm, right? It can help you without a whole group of people. So if you're all by yourself and you need some ideas about something, you can just get the ball rolling, like you said.
对，所以这个时候呢，你要去给他写怎么样的指令就非常重要啊。
Yeah, you have to prompt the AI, right?
Prompt, 它是一个动词，也是一个名词。
Yeah, that's right. You can say both give the AI a prompt and prompt the AI.
对 ,so you write prompts, 对吧就写指令或者你也可以说 prompt it to do something. 那指令另外还有一个词是 command, 是吧
?Yeah, so in coding, we use command, and that, you're telling the computer exactly what to do. But with AI, you're only prompting it, you're suggesting it, giving it an idea, and it's going to take that idea and give you something back.
就是 command 是你输入了这个指令它是没有 choice 的但是像 AI 你是其实也不是 command 它你是 prompt 它因为它是跟你互动的它会给你它的答案然后你说这个不太是我要的就是 this, like this back and forth
Yeah, exactly. It's like the value of AI, right? Because it's not just doing exactly what you say, it's going to give you new ideas
对对另外一个词我想看的就是讲到 AI 也用的很多的是 to manipulate AI.
This doesn't mean to trick AI or to lie to it, right?
对因为 manipulate 它的意思是操控 very often 它是一个比较负面的对吧比如说什么情绪操控 emotional manipulation, 你 manipulate 一个人但是我们经常说的 to manipulate AI 的时候，就是说你要去学会怎么使用它。
Yeah, it's like to use it in a smart way, right? It's to pay attention to how you're using it and to put a lot of intention into how you're using it.
Okay, or you can simply just say to train it, 是吧?
Yeah, like it's a child or an animal or right, a pet, you have to train the AI. You give the AI this data and it learns from the data and it improves, and that's training the AI.
好，那看完了这一系列的词之后呢，我们接下来跟大家分享的这十个词很简单，但是呢在 AI 领域啊使用它不可少的。第一个就是生成。
To generate.
Yeah, to generate something. 其实很多时候比如你用国外的像 ChatGPT 啊 Anthropic 这样的工具，那个 prompt 就可以写 generate 什么什么东西 for me, 是吧？
Yeah, you can ask the AI to generate some text or to generate an image or even videos these days.
Generate a dinner recipe for me, 什么 containing chicken, 然后什么 potatoes 啊什么什么，对。
That's a fantastic idea, right? Using only the ingredients you have.
对对，但是我觉得 generate 也是一个比较还是比较长比较正式的词。其实 in my daily life, 我经常就跟 AI 说 give me 啥啥啥，给我一个。
Hey, give me this, give me that, right?
对，但是有的时候你的问题就是 when you give it a very general prompt, 你的这个指令太泛的时候啊，就给我一个什么东西，它给你的可能太长，可能太短，就是你的指令需要比较具体，比如说你要让它就给你一个 summary, 对吧？
Yeah, exactly. You could use the word summarize, right? Instead, and be very specific. Summarize these articles for me.
对，帮我概括一下哦。这个其实我觉得真的是 AI 帮了大忙，因为有的时候你要看，你要 process 大量的信息啊，文章啊，自己非常慢嘛，然后你就可以把那三篇文章给他，然后你就说，从这个里面 summarize 10 most important points for me.十个或者五个或者怎么样
Yeah, or summarize the key points of this really long article I don't want to read.
对对对。Jason, 你会用 ChatGPT 翻译吗？比如你会输一段英文然后说 translate this into Chinese.
Using AI to translate between Chinese and English is still pretty risky. You're going to end up with a lot of mistakes I found. So no, not yet.
对，现在是会有，比如 ChatGPT, 我觉得它的 translation 不是说最精准。我是还用一个叫 DeepL, 你用过吗？
I've never used that one, no.
专门的一个翻译，有多语言的翻译，然后 so far 是我感觉英翻中和中翻英都非常好，非常准确的，而且大段的东西进去都能翻得很好。但自己还是要 refine 嘛，就你还是要来读。要来改。
If you make a mistake in certain translations, the consequences could be huge, right? So with translation, you gotta make sure you take a look yourself.
对对对，但我蛮推荐大家用一个叫 DeepL 啊。好，那刚刚讲到你自己还是要来读啊，要来这个细化它，精炼它 ，to refine。所以用 AI 的时候，你来让它 to define or refine something 也是很有用的。
Yeah, you could tell the AI to refine something like a big article or a bunch of data down into an easier to understand, you know, small amount.
或者 very often, 我觉得那种很大的，比如最近就你知道 Netflix 啊，要放美国版的《三体》嘛，然后它一些 trailer, 一些预告片出来，我真的不懂 in physics, 物理这个《三体》是什么。So I asked ChatGPT, 就是 please define the three body problem in physics in 3 points.就是、
Did it help?
就我还是不懂。Explain further.
Yeah.
再解释一下。
Yeah, it's like the AI could only do so much, right? With certain confusing things.
没有 AI 最后跟我说问题不是我是你你太笨了。You're the user. It's not the tool, it's the user. So to explain, 哈也是很常用的一个词。To explain a very complicated concept. 解释一个东西。
Yeah, so not only can it explain one thing, you could also ask AI to compare two things, which is really, really useful.
Are you a decisive person? 还是说你是有点选择障碍的？
哦，我是非常的选择障碍。
真的吗？跟我们以前的主播 Adam 一样。
For me, this kind of assistance, comparing two things and giving me some ideas from the AI is really helpful in making decisions.
你会这样用它吗？
会会
真的比如你会让他帮你 compare 什么
Yeah, sometimes like, if you don't want to look up all the differences between two products that you want to buy, right? Or you find an article and it's too confusing, there's too many pieces of information in it, you just dump it into the AI and it will give you a much faster answer.
Okay. 诶选择障碍英语怎么说啊
Indecisive, I guess.
这有一个叫 analysis paralysis, 对吧就 paralysis.
啊、ah, yes.
但我觉得也对也不是这么 fit. Okay, we should ask AI afterward.
Perfect idea, yeah.
好那接下来很快的 run through other words, 啊就常用的 recommend. 比如说最近有什么好看的电影你根据大家的这观后感给我们 recommend 一些 Give us some recommendation.Or you can ask AI to solve something for you, like a math equation 之类的。
Yeah, maybe your work has something to do with data, or you have math and numbers, and you need it to solve an actual problem, right? AI can do that too.
对，但是你如果去问 AI 那种什么你的人生问题，在你面前两个男生、两个女生或者两个女生，你应该选谁 ？Solve this for me. AI 大概会跟你说 ，That's not what I'm good at.因为他有的时候就会给你这样的答案
yeah,
对对对他说现在我还帮不了你这个我想 I need、yeah. to learn AI 还会告诉你我得学习
It's not a therapist yet, right?
是是但是有很多人也是会用 AI 去学一项东西啊 I want to learn 比如语言也好或者一个技能对吧然后 AI 会给你 break down比如他会问你你想要多少时间学到什么程度 So I actually find that to be very useful to give me the schedule 那当然对于 AI 一个非常大的危险一个非常大的忧虑就是他给的这些信息正不正确
Not only that, but it does it so confidently that it's very hard sometimes to notice when it's wrong, right?
对所以 I find this very ironic 很讽刺的就是啊 ,ChatGPT 说嗯很多用户让我 fact check, 事实核查。但我就觉得你的 fact checking 有多 credible, 你知道吗
Yeah, it can only use the information on the internet already, which isn't always the most reliable, right?
对对对因为你的那个 source data, anyway, that's beyond us, 太复杂了。我们还是拉回来拉回到一个 average user 需要的啊。好那看完了刚刚这些 AI 使用关键词以后呢我们接下来要看的这一组都是从文字转什么。So, text to something.
Yeah, you'll often hear text to speech, for example.
对对对就是前面我说的听书软件对吧它其实就是这个 AI 把文字然后它就给你念出来了 So that's called text to speech. And now, 现在越来越多就是 text to 影像图片。
Yeah, you can give it text and it will generate an image from that text.
所以这种就叫 text to image, 是吧
Yeah, that's right.
然后现在还有 text to video, prompts 是 text, 文字然后它就会给你生成一段影像一段视频。
Yeah, you could say, show me a video with a bunch of cats flying around in space, right? And it will create an actual video.
对它是 create, 它是 generate, right? So all these text to 什么什么东西的比较多看到它都是那种 tools, right? Like a text to video tool, a text to speech tool, a product,
Yeah, it's not like an internet search where you're just looking for something already there. It's actually making this new thing for you. It's generating this new content.
是是是。好，那我们今天节目分享了很多 AI 使用的英语关键词啊。节目最后想问一下 Jason, 你平时 how often do you use AI tools and how do you use them?
I don't use them all the time recently, but whenever I'm kind of stuck on a new idea about, like we said earlier, about how to get the ball rolling, right? I often think, hey, I'm going to open up ChatGPT and see what GP thinks.
比如我们的节目,所有的 topics 还是我们两个根据大家的留言啊,反馈,还有我们日常生活中的一些 observation, we come up with those.Topics, 但是 very often 我们写了一些东西以后我们会让 ChatGPT 说哦，再给我们一些建议对吧或者多给我们一些例句之类的
Yeah, exactly. It's perfect for example sentences.
但我后来发现吧他那 example sentences 也特别的重复就我们录那个集节目 sick crazy to mean good. 我们每一个让他写的例句他都是 The party was sick. The party was crazy. 后来我们俩说有没有
A little boring.
Besides party, 还有没有其他的东西
yeah, well, yeah, it's still not like a human, right? Like a human can actually come up with truly creative ideas, but it's getting there, yeah.
对，因为他没有人生啊，就他没有，他要出去生活，要有 life experience 啊。I still feel ambivalent. Ambivalent 就是确实有它非常有用的地方，但是因为它的 implications 影响真的太大了，而且这个 technology 是我们过往从来没有遇到过的，它确实也有它的可能比较让人隐忧的部分啦。但 anyways, 我是觉得首先要知道怎么用它，然后呢在日常的生活和工作里面确实可以帮我们一些忙。包括现在我的两个孩子，我们在家也会教他们你可以怎么用，但你千万不能让他帮你直接写作业，不能抄，对吧？ You have to draw the line, 你自己要 exercise, 你要用你自己的 judgment, 你要用你自己的判断。
Yeah, that's right. You can't assume that the AI is right, and you can't totally rely on the AI for everything creative, right? But it can help a lot.
是是。Anyway, it's a brave new world out there. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这里。不知道大家日常有没有用不同的 AI 工具？你会怎么用它？你觉得 what is AI good for? What is it not good for? 都欢迎大家在留言专区跟我们分享。
Yeah, we'd love to hear some of the cool creative ways you might have used it yourself too. So share those in the comments and we will see you next time.
好，我们今天的节目就到这儿，感谢大家的收听。
下次再见。